Throw in anyway to Chesterfield. They're passing it about in midfield now. Out to the number three, Dan
Get out
Jones.
Wide, Brownie.
And Rory Fallon's in front of him. Comes, that's a good ball down the line. Oh, and Lynch isn't on that one, unfortunately. And they get to the byline. This looks dangerous to the back post. Goal for Chesterfield. And that was a superb run there by Ebanks Blake. And the ball comes in. And I think it was Ari Bailly on the back post there to slot it home. And, well, that's not what we wanted to see.
Defending from Chris Lynch, that. I know he's not been getting a lot of games, but he still shouldn't be falling for that. It was pretty routine, wasn't it? He just rolled him, basically.
But not unusual for FC United to start behind in the first 10 minutes.
Well, when have we last been in front?
Carnell's going to have to clear this, and does. Down the line it goes for Tom Greaves to chase on to. He does well, but he's isolated, for my money. Too isolated.
Well, we knew it was going to be, because it's going to be a 4-5-1 if anything, isn't it?
O'Shea keeps that ball in play, and it's now with Jones. Ball comes into the penalty box, and that's a cracking finish for Chesterfield. Superb. A superb run there. A ball from O'Shea down the line for Jones. And Jones does what any fullback should do at the byline, crosses it into the near post. And
what a brilliant finish.
And now it's a throw into FC United. About 15 yards inside. Brownhill plays it back. Ashworth takes it on his chest. Ashworth plays it forward. Sheridan surrounded. Oh, and a really poor ball now. That's spread out. That's though. Beautiful ball there from Morsi. And Simon's now in the clear. Can he make it three? Indeed he can. An awful ball from Brownhill. The self-destruct button is pressed for the third time this evening. And FC United's cup run now looks to be coming to an end, Emily.
Yeah, it certainly does. It's always disappointing. More disappointing when it comes from one of your own mistakes. So we've been doing really well this second half. We've been getting back into the game. We've been, you know, producing runs, producing moves, and it was just a wayward pass that just opened up the play. And as soon as Morsi got the ball there, you knew there was only one result. He's one on one with a keeper in the end, and he's a cool finish.
Well, Chesterfield have been everything that Notts County flatly refused to be on Friday night, haven't they?
Indeed.
Very professional.
Now it's Daniels.
Patterson's on.
3.5 minutes left. Now it's with right left-hand side, about 30 yards out. Can FC get a consolation here? Jerome Wright takes it out towards the byline, checks. Talbot keeping an eye on him. Brownhill with a cross, doesn't beat the first man. Raglan doesn't quite control the header. Was that Greaves?
Patterson
who just had a perfect opportunity there for quite a comfortable volley and just missed it.
Completely.
He'll be able to play that back to himself later as well.
Brownie, come out wide.
Banks with a shot and scores. And he catches Carnell by surprise. It's 4-0. And they stood off him there. A little bit of a slip for Ashworth, and a good shot though. It bounced just in front of the keeper, and a little bit of redemption for Ollie Banks, possibly in the eyes of his manager there. It was the right kind of shot. The ball that bounces just in front of the keeper, never straightforward, and Banks gets on the score sheet, and it's 4-0.
From Wright's work leads to a corner with Greg Daniels. That's decent ball, but. And it's in!
Yes!
Superb goal.
Was fine. He wasn't marked as tightly as he could have been, but FC United giving the fans something to cheer about, and rightly so. The team have battled, and they deserve that.
They certainly do. Yeah, they deserve that. A great header as well. Fantastic. Rose above. Yeah. Placed it into that bottom corner away from the keeper. Nothing but what they deserve, the performance that they've put in.
Yeah, he thumped it on there, Ashley. Great header.